church, sit on a pew, we go through a service, and we can go home unchanged. The same person that speak the word when we came in. God, we don't want that to happen today. We understand it begins with us humble, coming to you and asking you to do a work in our life that only you can. So Lord, this morning, will you help us not to think about ourselves, not to think about the person next to us, the one in front of us or behind us. Lord, may our mind be on you, Jesus. That you're not dead this morning, you're alive. You did die for our sin according to the scriptures. And you were buried, but you rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and you're alive today. You long to live in our lives this morning, Lord, and speak to us and teach us how we ought to live and how we ought to represent you in this present world. So, God, this morning, will you have your will and way? We pray for those that are here this morning that do not know you as their personal Savior and Lord. If they died today, right where they're standing or sitting, they would not go to heaven, Lord, because they're separated from you because of their sin. And may this morning, Lord, be the day that they realize they need Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord, and they would repent and believe and come to you today, and you would change their life this morning. It can happen today in this building today. Lord, we thank you today for the baptisms that we'll have in a few moments. For those that are identifying with you today as their Savior and Lord, that you would bless in a special way. God, that you would comfort us this morning and you would encourage our hearts today. And Christ would be our focus, Lord. May everything now on this property today be done before you and because of you, Lord. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for everyone that's here this morning. Jesus, we ask for your help today. We ask this in your name. And all God's people say it today. Amen. 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 Thank you. You can be seated. And so good to see you with us this morning. And I'm glad the Lord brought you to the house of God today. It's good to have several guests with us this morning. And some from in town, some from out of town. Sardis, will you help me welcome our guests this morning? We're so glad that you came, and I've got to say this too, okay? All of our church people, our normal church people here at Sardis are very aware of today, but last night when I pulled in my house, there was a big sign, banner, or stick things in the yard at my house about we love our pastor, and I thought, oh no, something's up. And so this morning I came, and I have my bulletin from Thursday in my Bible this morning, but the bulletin you have is a lot different than the one that I have. And I did not know that they had planned some things today. So for our guests today, I want you to know today is not a normal Sunday, okay? It's not a normal Sunday. We don't do everything that we'll do today. But I am thankful and excited about what God is going to do in our service this morning. And I'm also excited that we're going to have some baptisms today at the end of the service. Amen? Amen. Amen. Looking forward to that and excited about family and friends being here for that. A lot going on right now, though, that we need to be praying for. I'm going to come back into offering in just a moment. We have a couple prayer requests that we need to write down and be praying for one another. But at this time this morning, we're going to move right into singing again. So if you will, you'll take your hymn book right there, and let's go to 286 this morning. 286, we can stand together one more time if you're able to. And they're going to lead us as we stand.
Glory. energized with Bunny. So I'm not energized with Bunny by no means. I ain't gonna be running around up here. But I do want to tell you just a few things, and I had to write them down, because I don't want to forget nothing, and I don't want to mess up nothing. We just want to let you know how much we do appreciate all you do, Brother Joe. We pray for you daily, that God will continue to use you the way that He guides you. You know, a pastor can't be manufactured. They're seasoned, and they're sent from God. In Jeremiah 3:15, God says, "And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." A real pastor doesn't preach of their own word. They're speaking that God puts in their heart by the Holy Spirit. They speak to us that very moment of our situations, our past, our present, and our future. Brother Joey, I hope the whole congregation acknowledges you the same way I do, and love you the way I do. It's an honor for me today to present you this card from the congregation.
Church, thank you.
all this in. I found out this morning, actually about 15 to 20 minutes before Sunday school, all that was going on. And I just want to say a special thank you to you. It means the world to us. Do ask you to pray for us. That's what I need more than anything, for you to pray for me. And God work in my life and my wife's life, that we take serious the calling. And we do understand this too. We do understand that we're not perfect. And I know many of you are learning that. We are trying, and we are trying to be what God wants us to be. We're excited what God's doing. We're looking forward to the future together and all that the Lord has for us. Just want to thank you for loving the family today. And we're going to sing one more time if we can. If you will, let's take our hymn book and let's go to 264 this morning. 264 today. Let's stand together as we sing.
Thank you.
this man went out, and the Bible calls him a sower, and he took a handful of seeds, and he was in the bag, and he went out into this field, and he began to throw seeds out in that field, and watch this, all the seeds went flying through the air and landed on the soil, and the Bible says it landed on four different types of soils. It landed on the wayside soil, the stony, the thorny, and then the good soil, and whatever happened to that seed was totally determined on what type of soil it landed on. And you remember that is a picture of the seed, Jesus Christ, in our life. And you remember, Jesus Christ can only work in my life determined on the type of heart that I have this morning. And we talked about the different types of hearts that we can have. We can have a hard heart by the wayside, a shallow heart, an emotional heart. 1 week, we want to live for God. The next week, we're not even thinking of God. Why? We're up and down. And then the third type of soil, the thorny, the worldly, where slowly we backslide and we get away from God and poof, we're gone. And then the good soil, and we talked about, hey, we want to have a good heart. But you remember, we started on the hard heart. Now, what is a hard heart? If you're still with me, say amen. A hard heart is when God is not impacting your life because of you. him how to live when yet he claims to be a Christian. Listen, you can't have the living God inside of you and him not impact your life. The Bible says that we who know Christ, that his seed remaineth in us, that we will not continually live in sin. Why? Because he becomes the teacher in my life. Do you remember last week, believe what you believe is more important than what the Bible teaches. It can send you to hell. But number two, listen to this morning. It can stall you in your faith. You remember we talked about a Chinese restaurant. I hate to constantly refer to food, but I love to eat. You've been in one of those Chinese restaurants, you get that fortune cookie, open it up, and somehow that pack had an air pocket in it. And that fortune cookie is nasty. It tastes worse than the paper that is inside of it. Amen? And you say, Rachel, what happens? Hey, that's a picture of how some Christians get in their life. They're stale. They're sitting there. There's no flavor to them if you can. There's no sweetness about them. And they're stale in their life. Why? Because what they believe has come more important than what the Word of God teaches. That's why God said this. Hey, I've given you a book.
Amen.
I've given you a book. This book was here before anything was created. This is an eternal book this morning. And God said, I've given it to you. I preserved it in your own language. And then he said this. You take away one jot, one tittle out of my book, I'll take away your name out of the Lamb's book of life. You monkey around with my word. And God said, I will send you to hell. Why? Because the Word of God is the final rule that we go to for authority. Now somebody say amen. You said, Brother Joey, this morning, how do I keep a tender heart? Number one, God's got to work in me. Number two, what the Bible teaches must be more important than what I believe. And I want to ask you this morning, is what you believe more important than what this book says? It's an important question. Another person this week tell me, I don't have to go to church to be a Christian. You sure don't. The Bible says if you're a Christian, you'll go.
Amen. That's right.
What the book says, oh, no, Brother Joey, I don't believe that. There you go. What you believe is more important than what God's Word says. So number one this morning, God's got to work in us. Number two, what we believe cannot be more important than what the Word of God teaches. And number three this morning, boy, I want to get to this, and I'm going to hit it, and we're going to get on it, and then we're going to get in the baptism waters, and we're going to go eat. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Number three, what's the third thing, Brother Joey? How do I keep a tender heart? You ready for this? Please stay with me. How do you keep a tender heart? Here it is. You must respond to the Lord with obedience in your life. You must respond to the Lord with obedience in your life. You say, what do you mean, Brother Joey? What's this? When we get saved, the Bible says that God puts his seed, God himself comes to live inside of us. Now, why is that? If you were in Sunday school this morning, we covered that. Because when Christ comes inside of us, his Spirit comes to live in us. You know what he does? He teaches us how to live. What do you mean, Brother Joey? Here's what I mean. As a Christian, the Bible says, in Isaiah, for instance, in Isaiah chapter number 30, verse 21, he said this, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Turn not to the right hand, but when you turn to the left. What does that mean as Christians? When we get saved, we now have God inside of us, and he talks to us. When we need to go right, he says go right. When we need to go expensive. Not just in a manner, but in expensive linen clothes and expensive spices. Why? Because the Bible said when Jesus died that that would happen. Now in John 19, here they are. Stay with me. They're looking at the cross and Jesus is hanging on that cross. And God comes to those who be and says, take him off the cross and bury him. Are you ready for this? You know why they had tender hearts? Because they did. They did what God told him to do. And do you know this morning that if you're going to be real, listen to this teenager, if you're going to be real before God, I'm not talking about you're going to go to church. I'm not talking about you're going to sit around and you just try to convince yourself that you're right with God. But God working in your life, God working in your home, God working in your marriage. Somebody help me this morning. God working in your kids. If it's going to be real and God's going to answer your prayers, then you have got to obey him when he tells you to do something in your life. I'm telling you this morning, I don't care what you were told. I don't care where you got it from. If you are not obeying God speaking to you in your life, you do not have a tender heart. He cannot use you. He cannot empower you. He cannot bless you until you obey him in this world. Now somebody say amen. Amen. Why is it important? This is why. Because you have got to stay open. You know what God does? He speaks to us and we obey. He tells us what to do and we do. And when you do not obey God, here's what happens. Hebrews says, you'll stop hearing his voice. You'll get your Bible out and you'll read it. And here's a bigger concept. I already knew that. You'll go to church and you'll sit there in the service and you'll say, I've heard that before. We'll get that song book out. By the way, the hymns are sung filled with scriptures. Amen?
Right.
I've sang that before. There's power in the blood, yeah. But you don't know how the Holy Spirit's going to use it in your life like you sing.
Right.
And what do? We say, I've heard that before. You know why? Because we stopped obeying God's voice, telling us what to do. And if you and I are going to keep tender hearts before the Lord, we must obey to him as he speaks to us and tells us to do something. I'm going to tell you, first of all, it's risky. What do you mean, my children? Look at verse 38. Don't get nervous. We're ahead of time this morning, okay? You're still with me, say amen.
Okay.
Look at verse 38. Look what happens here. The Bible says in John chapter 19, verse number 38, look what it says. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but what? Secretly. Now look at it. Up until this point, Joseph and Nicodemus had not let all the other Sanhedrin know that they were Christians. You know why? This is why. Because these two men were part of a ruling board, if you could, like a Supreme Court. And you know what that Supreme Court purpose was? To get Jesus. of spices and linens. Why? This is why. They would wrap the body of the Jews when they buried them. They would wrap them in those linen clothes with those spices. But Nicodemus went above and beyond because the Bible says he brought 75 to 100 pounds of spices. Now listen to me. Why is that important to us? This is why. Footprints in Eden is a company on that side of the world that manufactures these spices. And here's what they say. When Nicodemus took 75 to 100 pounds of spices to bury Jesus' body, today it would have been worth, ready? 150 to 200,000. Now I'm going to tell you, that would pay us a house off and give us a boat. But when Nicodemus, you listen to me? When Nicodemus came to bury the body of Jesus, when Nicodemus was obeying God's voice, he didn't come up there with a credit card and some fake money. He bought $150,000 to $200,000 worth of spices. You know why? This is why. Because to obey God, it will cost you something. And all across this world this morning, here's what we're wanting. People are wanting a Christianity that costs them nothing. Let me tell you something. A Christianity that costs you nothing, it may get you to become a member of a church. It may get you your name on the roll. It may get you to sit in a pew in the church. But it will send you straight to hell. Because Jesus said, if you want to follow me, you take up your cross and follow me. You understand this. To obey God, not only is it risky, but it is costly. But I want to say this morning. It's rewarding. You know why? Because these two men, they had a tender heart before the Lord. You think about how tender he was. God said, Nicodemus, you go get all the spices, not just some. You get about 100 pounds of spices and bring them. Nicodemus said, God, I think it's amazing he didn't get on his phone and check his 5-star camera. He didn't. You know why? Because he obeyed God's voice. Why? Because he wanted to keep a tender heart before the Lord. And do you know, if we want to keep a tender heart, we have to obey God. Do you understand this morning? It's not enough for you just for God to tell you something. You have to do it to be obedient. It's not enough for God to talk to you. You must respond to his voice. And if you want God to help your heart be tender, not a wayside heart, but a tender heart that he can work in, then you've got to obey his voice in your life. But I'm going to say it's rewarding. True story right here. And I'm done. You still wouldn't say amen. Watch this. My friend, or man, I know. This morning while we're sitting in our service at his church in Kinston, North Carolina, he would have taught a junior boys Sunday school class. He's a carpenter. He builds houses for a living. True story that he shared with me. If it's wrong, he died. He was thankful for God, but it sure is exciting. Questions. One day he was standing in a food line in Raleigh, North Carolina. And he was standing in that food line, in the line, waiting. And by his own story, in front of him, there was a little, short, older lady that had like 2 or 3 things in her hand, had her purse on her arm, just standing there in the line. He said, while he was standing there, that God said, give her a tract and say, ma'am, God wanted me to tell you that he loves you. And he said, when he was standing there, at first he thought, Lord, that's weird. And he said, God said, do it. And he said, he reached in his pocket and he pulled out a little tract. He just said, lady on the arm. He said, excuse me, ma'am. I know this sounds crazy. God just told me to give you this. And I want to give you a card from my church. Ma'am, I want to let you know that God loves you. You want me to tell you that he loves you. And he said that that lady